whatever I was going to talk about can happily wait for another day. Brent, your story about the airplanes.
Did you hear the airplane fly over his mountain range?
I know, right? And the eagles, which are harder to hear, but such a rich symbol. The connection between the material, the things we see and hold and touch and smell and sense, you know through our bodies. The connection between the material and either the immaterial or the material too small for us to easily see is so important in spirituality that it's hard to overstate. We live in a culture, not least of all if we live in a Christian subculture, we live in a culture that has done a rather remarkable job of separating those things. I'm not going to start in on some of the, you know, maybe darker reasons why that's true. I think probably my favorite one, though, is that it's quite simply easier to sell things to people whose bodies and souls are separated, for whom the material and the less material or immaterial are not intertwined. But when we begin to re-intertwine them, whether we do that as a part of an experience of remembering or grief, or part of an experience of sort of awakening to something, one of the things that begins to happen is that God ceases to be divorced from the rest of the universe. That instead of God being sort of a super person that's somewhere else, the idea that the divine could be profoundly, constantly present in all things begins to become a possibility to our imagination. And when it becomes a possibility to our imagination, it becomes a possibility to our spirit. There is no way to engage with any idea about God without imagination. It's just essential. And so those kinds of ways of thinking about the world that we are in are super important windows into an entire universe of possibilities in terms of where we see, how we experience, how we know, how we respond to, how we act out the sort of things that we would use God language for. I'm going to redo next week, because it opens into a conversation about fear that I want to get started. We'll come back to that. But we're going to share this little opening exercise together anyway this week, because I think it connects to the space that we're in as a community after the sorts of stories that people have opened to us. And then we'll revisit it next week. So we're going to do this together. It won't take very long. And we're going to sing together, and then we'll go back out the door into what we were doing before we came in the door. I want us to have a chance to share a Bruce Cockburn song lyric as a prayer. Cockburn remains one of my favorite songwriters. I didn't get to see him when he was in town this year because I was out of town that evening at Folk Fest, but I think he's one of those people that continues to write songs that not only are insightful and sometimes incisive about things that need to be poked at, things that are demonstrably broken or marred in the world, but also a songwriter who gestures, and he's a poet, so he gestures. He's rarely explicit, although every once in a while when he invokes rocket launchers, he's more direct. But generally, as a good poet, he gestures toward the sorts of things that we might do as people, the orientation or attitude we might have as people that would open us to living better than we are or responding better than we have to certain things. The song I want us to work with, some of you will recognize it. I know I've touched on it here before. It remains a favorite. It's an old song in our contemporary parlance. It was written way back in 92 from a 1994 album. The song's called Southland of the Heart. And the title is important because the imagery that the song invokes is from the South, from the deep South of the United States. And it's most importantly from the deep South in terms of things like vegetation and climate and sort of the things that surround the humans in the space. It's an invitation, among other things, to have a particular way of being in the world when the world isn't behaving the way that we wish it would. And I think that's a pretty reasonable summary of a lot of the things that got shared here this morning. If we could hit the rewind button on any number of things that we've had to talk about this morning and say, this is what's going on in my life right now, if we had the chance to kind of go, I'd like to just not have that chapter, we might make that choice. I think there is a way to be in this space of challenge and of difficulty that is better than the one that tends to come from imagining God as distant and capricious, needing to be placated or somehow invoked so that God will be present. It's a different space than that. So, however you choose to listen, whatever works best for you, I would invite you to listen to this song lyric as though the voice speaking, I don't wish to overreach my grasp, but as though the voice speaking is in fact the voice of God. That this wish comes to you from the divine. It's good. When the wild-eyed dogs, of day to day come snapping at your heels, and there's so much coming at you that you don't know how to feel, when they've taken all your money and then come back for your life, when your hands are full of thorns but you can't quit groping for the rose, in the southland of the heart, where the night blooms perfume the breeze, lie down. Lie down. Take your rest with me. And when the thoughts that you've tried to leave behind keep sniping from the dark, when the fire burns inside you but you jump from every spark, and when your heart's beset by memories that you wish you'd never made, when the sun comes up an enemy and nothing gives you shade, in the southland of the heart, where the saints go lazily, lie down. Lie down and take your rest. When the preacher lays his insight down, claims to lead the blind, when those you trust just get you hooked and trifle with your mind, when the nightmare's creeping closer and your wheels are in the mud, when everything's ambiguous except the taste of blood, in the southland of the heart, there's no question of degree. Lie down. Take your rest with me. In the southland of the heart, everyone was always free. Lie down. Take your rest with me.